ओमज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः. So on behalf of Shri Radha Gopinath Temple, I'd like to welcome everyone for this Sunday feast program. Seek blessings of the Lordship Shri Radha Gopinath, Prabhupada and all the assembled Vaishnavas to speak something on a very relevant topic on Lord Jagannath. Just recently we celebrated Lord Jagannath Sarathi Yatra, and last week on Sunday there was supposed to be a class on Lord Jagannath, but due to some reason we could not have it. So we thought that we can today take the opportunity and speak something on this wonderful form of Lord Jagannath, who is so mysterious and who is so merciful yet. So when someone sees Lord Jagannath, people are bewildered seeing the form of Lord Jagannath, because to appreciate Lord Krishna's form in threefold bending form as Sri Sam Sham Sundar or any other form of Krishna is easy to perceive and understand, but to perceive and understand Lord Jagannath's form is difficult. Even devotees have trouble, what to speak of outsiders. They can't fathom who these three are on the rath and why these people are pulling and chanting their glories. In fact, some sectarian people, some other religion, they say that you people in India, you are worshipping some idol, some image. So Srila Prabhupada was asked this question. Prabhupada said, image means imagination. But Lord Jagannath's form is not imagination, Prabhupada said. Lord Jagannath, Lord Krishna, has himself described his form in the scriptures. And based on that description, we have made this form. So the authorized form. Some so-called organization in India says that why you worship Lord in a temple? Lord is everywhere. Why you have to worship in a temple? Srila Prabhupada said, if Lord is everywhere, is Lord not in a temple? And if Lord is in a temple, we can see people come to temple and they perceive, even with the blunt material senses, we can perceive the presence of Lord in the temple. Can we perceive Lord Gopinath anywhere outside this temple? If someone can perceive, remember, he's a great devotee because he can remember Krishna outside the temple. Can you imagine perceiving Lord Gopinath's Murti, deity, at Grand Road railway station and trying to offer worship to him there? Can you suddenly remember Lord Shri Radha Gopinath and offer obeisances at Grand Road railway station? If you do, people will call you crazy. What this person is doing? Can you offer agarbati? Can you offer flowers? Can you offer your offerings to Lord in the air at some public place? You cannot. Therefore, we need to have a place where we can actually perceive with our blunt material senses also that Lord is staying here. Lord is here. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada has installed the deities of Lordship everywhere in the world, so the people can come here. Is it not people come to temple and say, Mandir mein aane se shanti lagti hai. Will you find shanti in railway station? Lord is everywhere. You will not find. Why? Because Krishna is here. That's the formula. If you worship Krishna, then you will feel peace, Gita says. So when you come to temple, we actually perceive through our blunt material senses. So Srila Prabhupada said, this Jagannath's form is not an ordinary form. It is the very highest form given to people in the age of Kali Yuga. That's mercy. So, Lord Jagannath, we today would like to discuss on various points on Lord Jagannath. First is Lord Jagannath in his own Dham Puri. We'll discuss something on that. Then we see Lord Jagannath's connection with the Gaudiya Sampradaya. Then we'll see Lord Jagannath and our Srila Prabhupada. And we'll also see Lord Jagannath and our ISKCON temples. We hope to cover all these topics. So Skanda Puran, which is one of the biggest Puranas, gives elaborate description on Lord Jagannath and Shri Purushottam Kshetradham. I was reading a book by His Holiness Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj, which is available in the gift shop downstairs. He mentions that Orissa is a well-known spiritual place from past ages. And in the Orissa, the state of Orissa, there are four important kshetras. One is Jagannath Puri, which is called as Shankha Kshetra. Why? Because if you see Jagannath Puri's map, it looks like a Shankha. So it's called Shankha Kshetra. Then there is Bhubaneswar, which is called as Chakra Kshetra. And there is Konark, which is Padma Kshetra. And there is one Jajapur, one place, which is Gada Kshetra. So there are four Lord Vishnu symbols. And these four places represent those symbols. So Lord Jagannath's place is called as Shankha Kshetra. And we all know famous in the Hindu tradition, the four dham. One is the Badrinath, the other is Dwarka, third is Rameshwaram, and fourth is Jagannath Puri. So traditionally people have a desire of visiting all these four places. Okay. In fact, there is a saying, a very old saying, that the Lord at Badri, Lord Badrinath, he gets up there in the morning, and it is mentioned that he takes bath at Badrinath, then he goes to Dwarka and dresses himself there, and then he comes to Puri to eat Chappan Bhog, and then he comes to Rameshwaram and takes rest there. So this is an old saying. So who is this Lord Jagannath? I was referring to a nice class written by Gaur Govind Maharaj. He mentions that when Krishna is crying for Srimati Radharani, that is Lord Jagannath, in simple words. And who is Lord Chaitanya? Maharaj mentions, Gaur Govind Maharaj, that when the same Krishna takes the mood of Radharani and cries for himself, Krishna, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So therefore, Jagannath Puri Dham is a crying place, is a Vipralamba Dham. It's a very deep place. Nonetheless, like when the Bhubaneswar temple was opened, His Holiness Gaur Govind Maharaj, he told that time that we opened this temple of ISKCON. This temple is a school where we will teach everyone how to cry. How to cry for Krishna. So ISKCON temple is there to teach how to cry for Krishna. I hope no one brings handkerchief next week. But crying for Krishna means that you long for Krishna. Actually, we have two choices. Either cry for Krishna or forcefully made to cry by Durga Devi. Durga Devi is also called as Rudrani. Rudrani means one who makes others cry. So we have a choice. Either we cry to Krishna for help or we try our best to enjoy in the material world and cry for our own destiny, being inflicted by the Trivida Tap of Durga Devi. So, the whole Krishna consciousness movement is geared to make one helplessly cry for Krishna. That is chanting, that is hearing. All the process of devotional service is nothing but feelingly cry for Krishna. International Society for Krishna Consciousness. We need to be conscious of Krishna. The other day I was hearing a nice story. It looks to be a very normal Bombay story, but it has a deep connection with our spiritual life. I was very inspired. I have to share with all the devotees here. There was one person who was living in a colony, a building. And he had a problem, a major problem. Just in front of his building was a street. And all the Gali Mohalla children, they would play cricket there. And you know, when you play cricket, what happens? Invariably the ball goes to the house and hits the house. Somehow this person's house was in such a location that many times the ball would come inside his house, break his window pan and so many other things in his house. He was very frustrated. He would regularly go out and shout at the children and they would run away. A typical thing, we all can relate to it. So one day he decided, see, there is no point in shouting. Let me devise a plan. So he went down and told all the children, I am very sorry for whatever I have done till now. Children surprised. And he said that Well, our Indian cricket team is not doing good. So I should inspire all of you to play much more better cricket. So that one of you can go and join an Indian cricket team. So therefore I decided now, I will not disturb your play. In fact, I am going to encourage you to play. I am so happy with all of you that I am going to pay you for playing here. So every month, the month end, I will come and pay you 25 rupees per player. For small children, 25 rupees make a big, it means a lot for them. Anything available, free. So after the month was end, the month ended, this person came out and gave 25 rupees to each one of these cricket players, the children's. And they were very enthusiastic. They would play long now. And the next month came, and somehow this person did not come down, the 30th of the month. So they went to the house, and he said, I'm sorry, I was very busy, but good, you all came, so take this 25 rupees. And he gave to each one of them 25 rupees again. Months went on, and everyone got their 25 rupees at the end of the month. One fine day, one month end, they went, and this person said, some problem in my house, I can't pay 25 rupees, I'll pay 20 rupees to you. So they said, they were not happy with that, because they already had got addicted to 25 rupees. And they knew very well how to spend that 25 rupees. Now 5 rupees less. So we said, okay, theek hai, whatever is we are getting is like bonus. And the next month he came, next month all the children came and said, I can't give you much now, 15 rupees I'll give you. And due course of time, one time came and he told the children, recession is going on. I can't give you anything now. Please forgive me. I'm very sorry about it. And the children had got so much addicted to this payment and they were thinking, we are playing for him and he can't pay us. This is too much. So they stopped playing. So, wait. If we can all clap after the moral is over, that's more important. The moral of the story is that when we come to Krishna consciousness, we enter Radha Gopinath temple. We all have a desire to practice spiritual life. Is it not? And therefore we take up hearing, chanting. It's almost like a depiction of pure devotional service. Everything, everyone is pure devotee here. Every morsel of grain is prasad, mercy of Krishna. Every mala is Krishna's mercy. We see it as, you know, complete spiritual change. And then what happens? In due course of time, in our spiritual life, we get lot of recognition. Initially we are bhakta or bhaktins, and then we become prabhus or matajis. And then later we get initiated, we get some post. And sometimes you feel, if I don't get initiated, if I don't get that recognition, how will my chanting improve? So slowly, slowly our chanting starts depending on these external things. So how long will I have recognition and post? Today we are young, we may do so much service in temple, but tomorrow if we become old, it's natural, someone else will take up the service and we have to be background. So that time when all these things are taken away, what happens? Our chanting, hearing, everything stops. Just like the playing of the cricket got stopped because people started connecting their play with the money. Similarly, when we start connecting our Krishna consciousness with what we are externally in this movement, then what happens? Immediately, when these things go away, it all stops. I personally realize in my own life, when something is taken away, some post is taken away, some service is taken away, I can't chant properly that day. I'm disturbed. Chanting is already there. That's the best service we can do. So therefore, all these things are there in our life. Definitely, it will aid us to chant and hear. But the most important thing is to chant in here. Chanting is the most important thing. And we have to develop. And what is chanting? Chanting means actually to depend on Krishna and to cry for his help. I was reading this book, Art of Chanting by Mahanadi Maharaj. And in the end of the book, There are comments of various sannyasis in ISKCON. And Maharaj's comment is also there, is Holiness Radhanath Maharaj's comment. And he mentions, what is chanting? Chanting means pronouncing the mantra by mouth properly. That is first thing, most important. Second is hearing the same mantra by our ears. And third is crying from our heart. So these three things are important. So we can begin slowly, stage by stage, if you have to improve chanting. Pronunciation first. Pronunciation is important, because if we don't pronounce the whole mantra, then we might chant some other mantra. Like one example, again, one devotee, one of our temple residents, he said that one day he saw one devotee chanting this Hare Krishna mantra. And he kind of, you know, just, he was confused, what mantra is chanting? Let me check. So he checked and he saw that this devotee was chanting very fast and was not actually chanting the whole mantra because of trying to finish it fast. So he asked the devotee, Prabhu, which mantra you are chanting? And this devotee started thinking, oh, we should chant the whole mantra properly. But then this devotee also got an instinct from his heart that he should also check his own chanting. So he told his neighboring devotee who would sit next to him in japa that, take this recorder. And when, without knowing me, you record my japa. So 2-3 days later, this recorder was given to him. And then he checked his own japa. And then he asked the same question, which mantra is this? He realized that he is correcting others, but he is also himself not chanting properly. So pronunciation first, then hearing, and then later is crying from heart, stage by stage. So this is what it means to cry for Krishna. So Jagannath is showing us, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing us, all the acharyas are showing us, that we have to cry for Krishna. And that crying place is, epitome is Jagannath Puri Dham. So, Lord Jagannath's temple in Puri, or the whole festival of Rath Yatra, has many sub-points, subtitles. Like, there is kitchen of Lord Jagannath, there is the Rath of Lord Jagannath, Prasad of Lord Jagannath, devotees of Lord Jagannath, and so on and so forth. We'll describe a little about each one of them. Let us take the Rath first. The Jagannath Puri Rath is constructed every year. And there are three Raths, as we know. Lord Jagannath's Rath is, the height of the Rath is 45 feet. It has 16 wheels. Lord Balaram's Rath has 14 wheels. And Subhadra Devi's Rath has 12 wheels. And 600 trees are used every year to construct this Rath. And they are not some ordinary trees, they are special trees, they are called as fussy trees. So up till recently, because of deforestation, many of these fussy trees were kind of lost. But somehow, some ISKCON devotees, they came and they went to government and said, we can develop a plantation for Lord Jagannath's Rath. So government granted 150 acres of land for planting these trees, and around 70,000 fussy tree plants were planted. And devotees got a lot of aid from the World Ecology also for planting these trees. So this is about Rath. And after the Rath Yatra is over, the entire Rath is dismantled, and all the wood which is there that is used for Lord Jagannath's cooking in the kitchen, and that is used for 1 year full. So the Rath, everything is utilized in Lord Jagannath's temple there. So, there is a saying that if someone sees Lord Jagannath on his Rath, he will get liberation. So this question was asked to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, what do you think of someone seeing Lord Jagannath and getting liberation? And Prabhupada said, yes, people will get liberation provided they take it seriously. Prabhupada said that we see many people come to Krishna's temple and after some time they leave. And Prabhupada compared this to elephants bathing. Elephant comes, takes bath and again goes out and puts all dust on his head. So Prabhupada said that yes, if we see just the form, the material form of Jagannath and don't do any devotional service, then there might be not any change in our heart. But he mentioned that when we actually cry to Krishna, Lord Jagannath, Jagannath Swami Nayana Pathagami, that is, kindly become visible unto me, O Lord Jagannath. We are seeing Lord Jagannath in front of us, but we are saying, what we are wanting to ask from Jagannath is, Lord Jagannath, I am seeing your material form. I want to actually see your spiritual form. And when we see that form, that consciousness is there, then everything comes, liberation also comes. Lord Jagannath's kitchen is a very huge kitchen. It is the largest in whole of the world. They have 500 cooks, 300 helpers, and every day without fail they have chappan bhog. Now we also have chappan bhog, but we have small drones of chappan bhog. They make huge in quantity. They do not even calculate how much kilo of rice they have to make every day. It's spontaneous. They decide something on the spot and they make it. It's a huge. And they say that Jagannath inspires, because Jagannath knows how many people are going to take prasad today. So he inspires the devotees, the cooks, who take that much of rice and they cook for it, cook for the Lord. The kitchen has 32 rooms, not like our kitchens, small kitchens in the flats. 32 rooms, 752 stoves, and the meals include 7 different types of rice, 4 types of pulses, 9 types of vegetables, and different sweet dishes. The fire in the kitchen is never put out. It is considered to be non-different than Lord Vishnu. And they say that Lord Goddess Mahalakshmi herself comes and cooks in the kitchen. And they are saying that if Goddess Mahalakshmi is not satisfied with the cooking, then that day a dog may suddenly appear in front of the kitchen. Generally no one is allowed to go inside the Jagannath temple. Such as tight security is there, pandas are standing outside. But suddenly a dog appears. That means that whole, whatever they cooked, they have to throw. Clean the kitchen and again start new, fresh. So that is the speciality of Jagannath's kitchen in Jagannath Puri. Regarding prasad, prasad of Lord Jagannath is very famous. I heard that 50% of people in Puri don't even cook, because everything is available in Jagannath Puri temple. Lord Jagannath's prasad is not just famous in Puri, but everywhere, all over the world. Recently, last year, our devotees had gone to Kolkata Rath Yatra, and they were part of the organizing team. And one of the devotees was in charge of prasad distribution. He was mentioning that in Kolkata Rath Yatra, which the Prabhupada started way back, many years back, many people come, turn up. It's 8-day festival, something like that. They actually celebrate the festival from Rath Yatra till return Rath. And they distribute only Khichdi Prasad. Nothing else, only Khichdi. Because they don't know how many people are going to come. And Khichdi is very famous. And he was mentioning that in the night, 10 o'clock also people are coming in cars with their families. And they are coming and saying, where is Prasad? And Prasad was already finished. So this devotee got frustrated. He got the whole pot and kept in front of them. There was nothing there. And this family who had come, they saw Prasad is there. And he put his hand, that man, he removed all what he could scrape. And he gave little to his wife, to his children, and said, we have got Prasad. So that is Lord Jagannath's mercy. Even ordinary person can relate to that Prasad. And such people come every year. They don't attend program, but they just come for prasad. And so many people take prasad of Lord Jagannath. So this is Lord Jagannath in Jagannath Puri. Many things are there. We can speak. But we'd like to go and see Lord Jagannath's connection in our sampradaya. Lord Jagannath in Gaudiya sampradaya. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he lived for 24 years in Navadvip Dham. And then he took sannyas. And then on the request of Sachi Mata, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Jagannath Puri. And 24 years till 48 years Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his earthly pastimes. 24 years Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri. Of course in middle 6 years he was traveling. He traveled in South India and also went to Vrindavan. But he said 18 years Mahaprabhu stayed in Puri. Jagannath Puri became the headquarters of Gaudiya Sampradaya because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed there. And literally everyone, all the devotees of Gaudiya Sampradaya, they would come to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during Rath Yatra. So that is our deep connection. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed in Puri himself. And apart from that, in our parampara, we see so many Vaishnavas, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they all stayed in Puri. We also know about Bhakti Vinod Thakur. He was a magistrate in Puri and he got a wonderful opportunity to serve Jagannath when he was there, a lot of problems were happening in the account section of the Jagannath temple. And the king of the Puri that time was misappropriating funds. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur punished the king. And he again properly established the administration of Jagannath temple. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote so many books on Gaudiya Vaishnavism. And he also refound the Yogapit, the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya. Yet Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his heart was thinking that I cannot do anything alone. A lot of things has to be done. And therefore, at Puri, he prayed to Lord Jagannath. Oh Lord Jagannath, give me a child who can fulfill my mission of spreading your name all over the world. He wanted a ray of Vishnu. And then he got a child, and that was Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And the confirmation also was given by Lord Jagannath himself. When the Rath Yatra started, Rath Yatra was there the day the Rath Parade began. And when the Rath came and stopped in front of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house, and did not move an inch also. Devotees were trying to pull the Rath, but nothing happened. So because Bhaktivinoda Thakur was in a very high post, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's wife, Bhagavati Devi, she took the opportunity and bought the newborn infant, Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that time he was Bimala Prasad Dutt, and got the son, his son, her son, and put him at the lotus feet of Lord Jagannath. And immediately a garland fell down on this boy. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur was watching this, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur got confirmation that yes, the son I was asking for is here. He has come. The Ray of Vishnu has appeared. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, right from his childhood, he was a very powerful personality. He was very strict with oneself and he would not tolerate any kind of deviations. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur would give lectures in his house. And prominent people in Puri would come to hear him. A prominent guru in Jagannath Puri at that time, who was actually an acharya of a deviant sampradaya, he used to also come and attend Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's lectures. Such powerful lectures he had. So when he used to come and attend lectures of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur would not even see him. He would address the whole audience, but not him. So he became annoyed. He was a very famous guru. So he came and asked Bhaktivinoda Thakur, "Your son doesn't see me." And Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, "My son hates sahajiyas, deviants." So he became very angry. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur would not change his philosophy for anyone's sake. And he propagated wrong, ill news about Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in Jagannath Puri. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur advised that time, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that right now I think so you should not be in Puri. Better go to Navadvip. You chant in here, there, and start preaching from there. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur had to leave Puri and come to Navadvip Dham. So this is about Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the connection with Lord Jagannath there. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he was at Alalnath in 1934, he made a prophetic statement. He said, "We must take Lord Jagannath in an airplane chariot to Eastbourne, London. We must install Lord Chaitanya deity all over the world, or else there will be no auspiciousness." 1934, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur saying, Lord Jagannath should be taken in a plane and taken to London. No one thought of it till Prabhupada reached London. And everything came true. Like we know that how when Britishers were ruling India, they tried their best to stop Lord Jagannath's Rath Yatra. They were surprised. How can so many people come for this Rath Yatra? No one is advertising. There is no media publications. Nothing is happening. And suddenly on that day in the morning, 7 to 8 lakh people come and they attend Rath Yatra. And the same day they go away. So they are surprised. They are literally surprised. And they tried their best to stop the Rath Yatra. They could not. But when Srila Prabhupada went to America, went to London, Lord Jagannath, his Rath Yatra could not be stopped in Puri. But Lord Jagannath, he went to Britain. And in London, there was Rath Yatra of Lord Jagannath since that day. And Prabhupada did Rath Yatra. Till today, they have Rath Yatra in London, Main Street. In fact, now London, devotees of London have become so prominently they are preaching that they have a parliament there, House of Commons. So they go there and they do Govardhan Puja, they do Deepavali, and they do Janmashtami in the House of Commons. So this is Lord Jagannath's amazing pastime. If you try to stop Lord Jagannath, Lord Jagannath actually reciprocates in another style. He comes and makes devotees in your own country. That is the power of Lord Jagannath. So in this way, Lord Jagannath has a special relationship with the Gaudiya Sampradaya. Lord Jagannath had special relationship with our Srila Prabhupada also. We heard so many times in the Prabhupada Lilamrit, heard that Prabhupada, when he was a small child, he would be attracted to Lord Jagannath's Rath Yatra. Lord Jagannath's Rath Yatra would take place at the Radha Govinda temple. Small Prabhupada, Abhay, that time, he would see the Rath and he would get fascinated. And he would ask his father all the details, what is his Rath Yatra, what is Puri. In getting all the information, he was so much attached to Lord Jagannath, he would constantly ask his father, which is the train. Even actually after he became a little bigger, he even checked the timetable. Which trains go from Kolkata to Puri? And what is the train fare also, he would ask, a small boy, he would ask his father. So that one day he could go to Puri and actually see the Rath Yatra by his own eyes. So, one day, Abhay got a very strong desire to have his own Rath Yatra. And then he told his father that I want to have a Rath Yatra. So the father, Gaur Mohan, they decided, okay, let us try, let us see, let us go to some carpenters and ask how much it costs to make a Rath. And when they went to different carpenters, Gaur Mohan, they told Abhay that I cannot afford this Rath. And while he was bringing back his son back to the home, back to the house, on the street, little Prabhupada was crying loudly. He cried loudly, I want Rath. And hearing this cry, one old woman came in and asked, why this child is crying so much? And Gaur Mohan, they said that my child needs a Rath. And she said, maybe I have a Rath, check it out. And they went to her house, and actually she had a Rath, and they got it. Prabhupada personally painted the whole Rath, and they tried to make as resembling as Lord Jagannath's Rath Yatra cart in Puri. And for 8 days, Srila Prabhupada had his Rath Yatra. He would take his Rath Yatra cart from his home to the Radha Govinda temple and get it back. And he would tell his mother to make some offerings and sing this Rath Yatra card. All the neighboring ladies also came and they offered their offerings. So when Prabhupada's, when all children should come and take the Rath Yatra to Radha Govinda temple, the neighbors would come and say, Gaur Mohan De, you are having a special festival in your house and you're not calling us. And Gaur Mohan De said, it's a child's play, children's. I said, no, such a big festival, well organized. And every day there would be Rath Yatra, there would be prasad for everyone, there were nice kirtans. And from that small childhood, Prabhupada showed his expertise in actually holding Rath Yatras. It was in due course of time, he was going to do in a very big scale all over the world. So this is Srila Prabhupada in his early childhood with Lord Jagannath. Srila Prabhupada went to, it is mentioned Srila Prabhupada went to America, and then in San Francisco, where Srila Prabhupada was preaching, this incident comes in the Prabhupada Lilamrit. Before that, I'd like to read a letter of Prabhupada, which Prabhupada had sent to Hanuman Prasad Poddar. Prabhupada writes that, when we first start a temple, Prabhupada says, we start with Jagannath Swami. Actually, it's a fact that Prabhupada, the first deity Prabhupada installed was Jagannath, Sri Jagannath, Lord Jagannath Balaram and Subhadra. And from 1966 to 1969, wherever any center was opened, Prabhupada installed Jagannath deities. Till 1969, then Prabhupada installed Radha London Ishwar, Radha Krishna deities. So Prabhupada is saying here, my Guru Maharaj recommended temples of Jagannath in these countries. So I was inspired to establish first of all Jagannath Swami, because he is kind even to the Mechas. Then, when there is opportunity, I establish Radha Krishna deities. So generally in our temple, Jagannath Swami is there. And Lord Chaitanya Sankirtan pictures are there, Prabhupada is saying. So Lord Jagannath has special place in ISKCON because the initial deities which were installed for many centers were Jagannath's deity. How Lord Jagannath came to Srila Prabhupada also is a mysterious thing. Srila Prabhupada was in San Francisco and the initial disciples of Srila Prabhupada were there in San Francisco. One of them was Malati Mataji. She recollected this pastime here when she came here. That once she went to the store to buy something. And when she went to the stores, she told that how anything made in India would fascinate them. Why? Because Prabhupada was from India. So they always thought, you know, if something is made in India, we'll get it for Prabhupada. So while paying the cash on the counter, she saw a big barrel of many toys. So she picked one. And below she saw made in India stamp. And she was very happy. So she took that thing, that small doll, and kept it in the temple showcase. So when Srila Prabhupada came, he saw that doll and immediately offered obeisances. And Shamsundar was confused, Shamsundar Prabhu, that why Prabhupada is offering obeisance to this doll? And Prabhupada said, who bought this? And Shamsundar Prabhu told that Malati Mataji has got it and immediately called, come here. If you have got this, there must be many more like this. And she said, yes, many are there. But I am interested in something like this, but two of them, different. So go and get it more. Two more forms of this kind. So she went back and she got the two forms. And Lord Jagannath came in front of Prabhupada in San Francisco. And Malati Mataji says that it is not amazing that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was attached to Jagannath and that's why he stayed in Jagannath Puri. The same Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message was carried by Prabhupada. It is not uncommon that same Lord Jagannath was attracted to Srila Prabhupada also and he wanted to be installed in the Western countries. So Jagannath in this way came and then Srila Prabhupada told the story in a very short form to both of them. How Lord Jagannath was got from the ocean, a log of wood came and it was carved by a Vishwakarma and so on and so forth. We all know the story. So then he told Shamsundarpu that you make a 3-foot deity, the same image, huge. Shamsundarpu knew carpentry work. So he was told to make a deity of the same deities but in big size. So they decided now to make deities, but where the wood is going to come from? So immediately Shamsundarpu had an idea that let us make in a traditional style only. Just like the wood came from the ocean, let us go to the ocean. So both of these devotees went to the ocean towards the port side and the logs of woods actually they arrived from the ocean, that place. So they went and saw one log of wood there and he asked the man, the person in charge, you have something more? And said, yes, whatever you want to choose, you can choose. And he went away. So they chose one red wood. They turned around, the man was not there. So what to do? So they kept in that truck and they bought the wood there. And then Shamsundarpu carved those deities. And while carving those deities, it is mentioned that Shamsundarpu yet had not given up following. Yeah, he was still, some principles are not being followed by him. One of them was smoking. And Srila Prabhupada often come and check the work, how the work is going on. So one day when Srila Prabhupada came to the room, he saw that the ashtray of the cigarette was kept on Lord Jagannath's hand. So Prabhupada did not say anything, but Shamsundarpur realized, removed the ashtray. And Prabhupada said, okay, everything is nice, fine. And Srila Prabhupada came out, and Srila Prabhupada... Srila Prabhupada, while going out of the room, he coolly saw Shamsundarpu and said, Shamsundar, such a small thing, he was actually referring to cigarette, such a small thing that is separating us from Krishna. And when Srila Prabhupada speaks those words, they really go into the heart. And then Shamsundarpu stopped smoking from that day onwards. And when the deities were ready, the day of installation was decided. The day of installation was not the installation which we have in ISKCON centers nowadays. No brahmanas, nothing, no yagya was there. Just everyone came, and there was a word spread around that Swamiji is going to do something miracle, some deities, some installation. You don't know what they are supposed to be seeing there. They all gathered there, and there was a kirtan going on. Prabhupada came, he sat down. Prabhupada told Hayagriva Prabhu to begin kirtan. Then he told all of them to chant one round of japa. And then he told that Hayagriva Prabhu should read the sketch of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, life sketch of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is mentioned in the introduction of Srimad Bhagavatam. He told him to read the whole thing. And then he told, okay, now, lit the candle. So, many candles will place on a plate. And Prabhupada said, okay, one of you go and start offering the candle. Meanwhile, the kirtan will continue. And if you are tired, you tell someone else to come and pick up the candle. And he will do the same thing, offering it. In this way, Prabhupada continued the kirtan, and the candle was offered continuously. And the midway, Prabhupada stopped and said, the deities are installed now. So, this was a unique thing, which was never, if anyone from Vedic tradition sees how Prabhupada installed Jagannath, they would consider it completely bogus. But Prabhupada had faith that chanting of the holy name is enough. This is Yuga Dharma. This is the best process to worship Lord Jagannath. And therefore, even with candle and people who are not even, what to speak of, Brahmanical, not even human beings also, he installed those deities with Hare Krishna mantra. So, that's Prabhupada's faith in the holy name. And Prabhupada said, so now, every one of you has come, after taking prasad, please go back. And when you come next time, please bring something for the Lord, a flower, a fruit, whatever you can get. And this way, whenever people will come to that storefront, they would get a flower, a fruit, whatever they could offer to Lord Jagannath. When Srila Prabhupada came in the storefront and he saw Lord Jagannath is missing. Lord Jagannath is not there. And he came to know that devotees had gone for kirtan on the beach. So they thought, let us take Jagannath also on the beach. Lord Jagannath was on the beach and Prabhupada told all of them that, oh, this is not the way to take deities. Deities are installed. They should not be taken anywhere. Only once in a year, deities are taken out. That is Rath Yatra. So devotees ask, what is that Rath Yatra, Prabhupada? So Prabhupada said, Rath Yatra means deities go out, give their darshan on a cart. So we'll celebrate Rath Yatra one day, Prabhupada told all of them. And then Prabhupada one day, while he was on the window, he was seeing outside, he called Gurudas Prabhu and Shyam Sundar Prabhu and told, see, there is this truck. He showed them a flat bed truck. And he told, we can use such trucks for our Rath Yatra, as the Rath Yatra cart. And in this way, Prabhupada decided to have the first Rath Yatra in San Francisco. In fact, Prabhupada told, because Jagannath has himself come to this place, therefore this is non-different than Jagannath Puri. And therefore Prabhupada named San Francisco as New Jagannath Puri. And then Prabhupada told all of them to chant this mantra. This is Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami. And the day came and the Rath Yatra was supposed to be there. Prabhupada was sick, so Prabhupada could not attend. So they had this flatbed truck and they bought the deities. They did not know how to fit those deities on the rath, on the truck. Typical, when we suddenly have a program which is not planned, we land into such problems. So they also landed into such problems. How to keep the deities? So they kept deities in such a way that on each side of the truck, the deities were there. Like Jagannath is facing that side, Balaram is facing this side and Subhadra Devi is on that side. And there was no one who was pulling the rath. Shyam Sundar Prabhu would drive the rath, the truck, truck very slowly. And people would chant and dance. And they would distribute chapatis and oranges like that. So one point of time it is mentioned that Shyam Sundar Prabhu was driving slowly uphill. And when he went uphill, the truck stopped and the truck started coming down behind and he was worried. So again he tried and again the truck started, rolled off and again went ahead and again he stopped, came down back. This happened many times. Shyam Sundar Prabhu was very much worried, what will happen now? And suddenly with the engine rear and with a good amount of accelerator, he pulled it and they crossed the peak, and they crossed the hill. So Rath Yatra was over. So they all sat on the truck and they all drew to Stinson Beach, where Srila Prabhupada was staying, recuperating from his illness. So Prabhupada was very happy to see all the devotees so happy with the Rath Yatra. And he took all the reports from them, what happened. Shamsundarpur told Prabhupada that this is what has happened, that the truck in between, uphill, it stopped and came back. And again I tried to gear up the engine and again it stopped. Many times it happened. And Prabhupada said, yes, even when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there, the Rath would suddenly stop. And they would try to pull, nothing would happen. And suddenly, by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's touch, the Rath would start rolling off. So Prabhupada said, along with Rath Yatra has also come Rath Yatra pastimes in the Western world, Prabhupada said. Prabhupada could see that as a Rath Yatra pastime. And Prabhupada then asked, okay, so where are the other devotees? Some devotees are missing. So they told that some of the devotees had taken some candies, which they thought is prasad, but it was distributed by some hippies. And those candies contained some intoxication, so they are coming out of it now. So we can imagine what kind of Rath Yatra, in what circumstances Prabhupada had this Rath Yatra. And from that day onwards, Rath Yatra never stopped. Every year we have Rath Yatras. And in major places all over the world, Rath Yatra has been conducted. In fact, it is mentioned that when we are speaking of Rath Yatra in ISKCON, we cannot speak of Rath Yatra in ISKCON without speaking about Jayanand Prabhu. So Jayanand Prabhu was one of Srila Prabhupada's senior disciples who was instrumental in conducting Rath Yatras. He was the one who actually, from flatbed truck, he constructed the first Rath and slowly developed into three Raths. And eventually, whatever we have is actually a kind of a thing which we have learned from Jayanand Prabhu's original plans of Rath. So Jayanand Prabhu was such a devotee that he would never stop working for Krishna. Always busy. Especially during Rath Yatras, he would work day and night, not even sleep. Devotees would recollect that he would stay late night on the Rath Yatra cart, trying to make the Rath. And in the morning he would come for Mangalarti, chant his rounds and again go on the cart, to make the cart. And what was his consciousness? Before beginning the Rath construction, whatever was already made, he would come and offer aarti to the Rath first. Because he heard that Prabhupada said this is non-different from Jagannath, because his own Rath, his own chariot, should worship that Rath and again start construction. So Jayanth was a very intelligent devotee and he would have a very elaborate plans of not just engaging oneself but also engaging others in service of Krishna. So Jayanth would, wherever he would make Rath, he would make a big kind of a board, a signboard which had a message. And there he would, like, I have a message, I wrote down what actually was there. So it was written there, Hare Krishna, welcome to the construction site of the holy Rath Yatra chariots. That was mentioned on that big board. The great cars that you are seeing being built here will carry Lord Jagannath, Krishna, the Supreme Lord, along with his brother Balaram and sister Subhadra. And this will happen, a wonderful ride on the beach on Sunday, July 5th. This holy Rath Yatra festival has been held in India annually for the last 2000 years. Now by the grace of our spiritual master A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, this transcendental excursion will take place here in San Francisco. The parade begins at noon from Haight Ashbury and wends its way through Golden Gate Park to the sea, where a great feast will be served to all. So people would come and see this big board and they would read the whole thing, and Jayanand Prabhu would stay next to the board and would tell them, so would you like to help me in the Rath construction? And he would call them and he would engage them whole, full day. Even night also they were working on the chart. So anyone would come and read the billboard, Jayanand Prabhu would catch them and ask them, please help. And Jayanand Prabhu would encourage them. Like for example, Jayapataka Maharaj was mentioning, the first time he came to ISKCON, any program was, actually he came to Jayanand Prabhu. And Jayanand Prabhu asked him to hammer a nail. And when he actually hammered a nail, Jayanand Prabhu glorified him like anything, you know, amazing. And that encouraged him so much that I can do something also. So he would encourage everyone to do more service to Krishna. And in this way, Jayanand Prabhu actually slogged himself and also made others to work hard for Krishna. And he actually would go in the kitchen regularly and make huge prasadam for all these people. So one time, when there was one devotee who was cooking in the kitchen, so Jayanthu came inside and immediately took the big pot, put it on the fire, and threw pounds and pounds of butter in the. And she was surprised because the whole stock was supposed for the Rathya the next day, and everything was used by Jayanthu. And he put a lot of sugar, and ultimately the whole halwa which he was trying to make became like a candy, very solid. So she asked that, why so much of butter? And he mentioned, as long as butter and sugar is there, no matter how much, no problem. And he took that whole halwa, and it looked like he took the halwa for many people, but actually there were a handful of devotees. But he knew very well that this halwa will keep everyone going. And he would feed them regularly, huge prasadam, nice prasadam, and encourage them with sweet words. And in this way, Jayanthu convinced all of them to work hard. And within a very short duration of time, would make big Rath Yatra cards. So that was about Jayanthu's special service. Jayanthu got everything for Rath Yatra on donation. He would go to the market, and he would somehow preach to the market persons, people who are there selling fruits, flowers, and they would all give huge donations. It is mentioned that he literally got so many roses. A huge room was filled with roses. And he said, garland means only roses. So he made all garlands of roses. And the Mataji had to put 18 hours to sing all those roses. So many roses he bought for donation. And all the fruits, everything got was on donation. And people would happily give him donations. That was Jayanthu's personality. And therefore, Prabhupada, in those times of ISKCON, when Jayanthu was there, his other name was Mr. Rath Yatra. People would call him Mr. Rath Yatra. That people started connecting him with Rath Yatra. And therefore we find Srila Prabhupada that when Jayanthu left this world, Srila Prabhupada told, wherever we are Rath Yatra, we should have Jayanthu's photo on the Rath Yatra card. So such a special position of having Jayanthu is placed on Rath Yatra. Every Rath Yatra is going to come now. For 10,000 years, Jayanthu will be there on the Rath because of his special service. So we can see by Prabhupada's mercy, Jagannath Rath Yatra is now everywhere. In our India, so many Rath Yatras we have. Little Bombay, we have so many Rath Yatras. Everyone, there is one Rath Yatra. And everyone is getting chance to see Lord Jagannath. So this is Lord Jagannath's special mercy on all of us. In Jagannath Puri, also, it is mentioned that Lord Jagannath has, the worship is also unique and wonderful. Lord Jagannath has many festivals, and he wears wonderful dresses based on different months of the year. He has varieties of dresses. Like in Odan Shashti, it's a festival in Jagannath temple. And Odan Shashti is a festival which comes in the month of October, November, when the cold season begins. And Lord Jagannath is offered special garments made of cotton for 36 days. So like this, it is mentioned Lord Jagannath is also called as Dalit. Means he is a meticulous dresser. And if you go to Lord Jagannath's temple, you will find that every day different veshas are there, different styles. Even one day Lord Jagannath changes dresses so many times. And apart from that, so many festivals Lord Jagannath has got. Like there is this Snan Yatra, which we just had finished just some days ago. Before Rath Yatra, Snan Yatra is there. Snan Yatra is the only day in the whole year where in Puri, Lord Jagannath is brought in a public and he is given a public bathing. Everyone can see Lord Jagannath being bathed, actually with water. Now we see externally, the form of Lord Jagannath is made of wood. But on that day, they offer full water abhishek. And it is mentioned that during Snan Yatra, because they offer so much abhishek on Lord Jagannath, whose form is naturally colored, it becomes little here and there. Devotees can't see properly Lord Jagannath's form. So that day Lord Jagannath has this special Hathi Vesh. So there is a story about this also, that one time there was one person who came from Maharashtra, and he came to visit the king of Puri. And so after the whole thing was done, the transaction was over, the king of Puri invited this Maharashtrian person that, please come, take darshan of Lord Jagannath? And I said, no, I can't take darshan of Lord Jagannath. So why? Because I am already worshipping one Lord, one God. That is Ganeshji. So everything is Ganeshji. I don't worship any other Lord. So he told, you just come once and see Lord Jagannath. He is the origin of everyone. Somehow he was forced, so he came. And when he came in front of Lord Jagannath's altar, he saw Lord Jagannath in the form of Ganeshji. So to commemorate that pastime, every year on the day of Snan Yatra, they have this special vesh, special dressing, where Lord Jagannath is given a hathi vesh, Ganesh vesh. Already Lord Jagannath has been bathed, his color has been all gone. So devotees, when they see that, they will be very much disturbed, they will not be happy. So immediately what happens, after the abhishek, they put a hathi vesh. And because Lord Jagannath has been bathed so many times because of water, so next day Lord Jagannath falls sick. And for a week or two, there is no darshan. And finally, Lord Jagannath is repainted. And in fact, it is mentioned, Lakshmi Devi is preparing bhoga in the kitchen. But because she is not happy that Jagannath is sick. So Lakshmi Devi, because she is not happy, the prasad of Lord Jagannath is tasteless for those days when Lord Jagannath is sick. The usual taste is not there. And therefore, one day before Rath Yatra, they have this Netrotsav. Netrotsav is the time when first time darshan of Lord Jagannath is opened. And everyone can see the beautiful form of Lord Jagannath. So that kind of darshan is a huge crowd is there because everyone wants to see the first darshan, Netrotsav. In fact, in one such Netrotsav, there was one Vaishnava devotee, sannyasi, who had come to see Lord Jagannath. And we know that when we go to big temples, huge crowd is there. Lot of pushing is going on. So this Vaishnava sannyasi had come to take darshan of Lord Jagannath. After so many days of absence of darshan, when he went, he was actually pushed by the crowd and thrown out of the temple. So this devotee, he is a very, very pure devotee, he became very angry on Jagannath. He said, Jagannath, you have become very proud. He told Jagannath that, we are all preaching about you, therefore people are coming and taking your darshan. And when we want to take darshan, you throw us out. This is not good. And he left, dejected. So Jagannath heard that. Jagannath came to know. So next day he decided this person, this Vaishnava devotee, that he will not even attend Rath Yatra. He will just stand on one side, that's all. So Lord Jagannath knew this. So Lord Jagannath, when he was travelling on his Rath on the next day, Rath Yatra, Lord Jagannath came and stood exactly in front of him and did not move for hours together. So this devotee can take nice darshan. So Lord Jagannath also reciprocates with his devotees. Like that. So Snan Yatra, Netrotsav, Udan Sashti, like there are so many festivals of Lord Jagannath. There is endless. We cannot cover all those things today. But little about something what I could study and present to all of you. Lord Jagannath ki jai. Hare Krishna. So we'll have kirtan and then we'll have prasad for all. Hare Krishna.